Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful series titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus. Today he shares on the parable of the mustard seed. Let's join in.
Matthew chapter 13 verse 31 is our key scripture this morning. I've been sharing lately on the parables of Jesus. What is a parable? A parable is a story with a hidden meaning. In other words, whatever you read in the story, it means something else. And one of the famous parables of Jesus is the parable of the sower. In Luke 8:5, the Bible says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and Jesus told the story. Then after he told the story, he said to the disciples in Luke 8:10, he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, and to others in parables. Then Jesus said, I'm speaking in parables or in code, because I don't want some people to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. The word mystery means something that is difficult to understand. So Jesus spoke in code. So maybe I may be talking about somebody and don't want you to know. I can behave as if I'm talking about a car. That is the car there. How is the car doing? Is the car performing well? But maybe I'm talking about somebody. But you think I'm talking about a car. But the person I'm talking to knows that I'm actually talking about somebody. So Jesus said, sometimes when God doesn't want you to understand what he's saying, but he wants to talk to somebody in particular, he will speak in a parable so that not everybody will understand. Only those to whom the story is intended for will understand. That's why he said he spoke to them in mysteries. Then in Luke 8:11, he said the seed is the word of God. He went on to explain and spoke about so many things. So in a parable, even that seed means something else. So today, I just want to preach on one of the parables of Jesus, of which he actually did not make any comment about it. He just told the story. And I ask myself, why did he just tell the story? I think he wants to speak in parables so that those who can understand can understand. Those who cannot understand too cannot understand. But the Holy Spirit is the interpreter and the teacher of the Bible. So I think he left the Holy Spirit to explain it. In Luke 16:12, Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. In other words, he said to the disciples, I have many things I want to say. Verse 13, it says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So Jesus said, whatever I want to say that I didn't say, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will continue. So today, this parable, we are relying on the Holy Spirit to continue this parable by explaining what it means. Matthew 13:31, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Next verse, 32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, is the greatest amongst herbs and becometh a tree. So here Jesus spoke a parable, but in this parable, he didn't really explain it. He just told the parable. So I guess the Holy Spirit is supposed to help us to understand this parable. And it's the parable of the grain of mustard seed, where he said, a man took a grain of mustard seed. Now, if I've seen a mustard seed before, it is very small. I used to have mustard seeds in my library. I bought it in Israel, and I put it on my desk to remind me of this parable, the grain of the mustard seed. And if you take a grain of rice, and you divide it into about three or four, that would be the size of a mustard seed. It's very, very tiny. So when Jesus said it, I mean, I can really believe it because it's so small. Imagine it, a grain of rice. You are dividing it into four, and that's about the size of a mustard seed. So this parable, what can it mean? Well, every parable has an aim. There's always an aim to a parable. At the end of every parable, Jesus gives the lesson, why he told the parable. So this parable, what could be the aim of this parable? I think that it's talking about the potential of the kingdom. The potential of the kingdom. In other words, when you are in the kingdom of God, the kind of potential that you have. When I say a potential, it means capable of becoming something else. So for example, if you take, let's say, a sperm and an egg, they are two invisible things. But if they meet, they are capable of producing a human being with beard, with muscles, 7 foot tall, with a deep voice. So it's something small. And you even need a microscope to see it. But although it's something small and it looks very weak, it has great potential. If fertilization takes place and it grows and develops into a baby, that sperm can develop into a baby, the baby can develop into an adult, and the adult can develop into a giant, somebody who is about 7 foot two. So you realize that although it's a very small thing, the potential is there. It is capable of growing. So here Jesus talks about the potential of things in the kingdom. When we say the kingdom, what does it mean? The kingdom of heaven, it just means a place that is ruled by a king. And heaven is a spiritual city. Heaven is a spiritual city. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, Hebrews 12, 22, it says, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. It's a city. It's a real place. And in that city, there is a ruler. And that ruler is God. Like how in Ghana, we have a president. And our president rules over us. In America, they also have a president. The president rules. In the UK, they have a prime minister, and the prime minister rules. So in the kingdom of heaven, where God rules, God is the king over there. There are no elections. There's just a king. That's all. And whatever the king says is final. So it's anything or any place that God rules over. So in this parable, Jesus talked about the potential of two things. Number one is the potential of the man. And number two is the potential of the seed. Because it's about two things in this story, the parable of the mustard seed. First of all, it's about a man who had a garden. And then this man decided to plant a mustard seed. So it's like me, I have a farm. Now, when I plant that farm and the farm flourishes, as the owner of the farm, I have the potential to become, let's say, a rich man through farming. So it's a potential. But it doesn't mean that every farmer will become a rich man. But it means that the potential exists. It is possible. Then also, the second one is the potential of the seed. Now, in this story, there's also a seed. And the seed is a tree that was planted, which is anything at all. And this seed also grew and became the greatest amongst herbs. And it became a mighty tree. So it's talking about the potential of people and the potential of things in the kingdom. That when God controls something, the potential of it to grow and become big is very probable and possible. If only you and I can meet the conditions. So, what is this potential? I believe three words are used to describe it. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it becomes a tree, and the birds of the air lodge in the branches thereof. So here, One of the words that we see here is the potential to be great. Amen. Anything in the kingdom has the potential to be great. Because Jesus said, it becomes the greatest amongst herbs. So let's take a human being. If you are born again and you are a child of God, one thing you must understand is that once you are in the kingdom of heaven, a place where God controls, your potential to be great is very high. So it doesn't matter what background he came from or what he is. As soon as we move him to a different location and now somebody else is managing him, that management will overcome all his deficiencies. And before you realize, he has become a star player in the world. That's what it means. So what it means is that in this parable, we learn that our background, your age, your sex, your finances, the curses following you, the witches in your village, whatever it is that you see as a limitation, once we remove you from the influence of whatever, the world, wherever you are, and place you under the kingdom of heaven and under the management of God, you can become a very great person. It doesn't matter who you are and what you are.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that anywhere or anything God controls is part of his kingdom, and that thing has the potential to become very big. Join us again tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, transformed by your message. I heard you preach how to profit from free labor. I was deeply motivated by your message. Since I've been unemployed for some time, I decided to follow your advice and apply to a company for an internship. I was chosen and asked to work immediately. God really bless you for showing us the light. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app, on the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakrabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, Write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.